I am Franklin Sigler, pastor of the First Baptist Church in Garland during the World War II years. I need to tell you something about religious life here because churches mirrored the makeup of our community. You see, Garland began the 21st century blessed with more than 215 churches, at least one congregation for each 1,000 souls. Every major Christian denomination and most of the major religious traditions of the world are represented here, sometimes even in the worshiper's native tongue. So nobody has much of an excuse not to be in his place of worship at the appointed time. Now be sure you remember that. During my pastorate, things were different. After all, the Garland area was settled and populated for its first 100 years by folks from the older states in this union. Today, we might call them WASPs, or White Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They came in wagons, which couldn't carry much more than their Bibles and religious traditions. At first, they worshiped together in homes, since there was no public structure available. When a log community building was constructed about 1845, it hosted school classes during the week and church services on Sundays. Gradually, each denomination took a Sunday for its services, usually led by itinerant preachers. Rather than miss weekly fellowship entirely, lots of folks attended everybody's services, which probably did them very little harm. Meeting there with recurring frequency were Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterians, and followers of what's called the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ. This was a Protestant Christian denomination, not to be confused with the broader Christian community containing many denominations. Would have been more sensible to me if they'd all just become Baptist. But soon each of these four groups grew large enough to support their own frame buildings in the neighborhood. As Garland's central area developed, the churches moved into the city and are now known as First United Methodist, First Baptist, First Presbyterian, and First Christian Church. We usually call these mainline Protestant denominations, and indeed these churches once stood almost in a line east of 9th Street. It wasn't that we had no other faith traditions represented, but these were the ones with sufficient numbers to support separate congregations. Stragglers could attach themselves to the one closest to their own positions, or, as in the case of the Catholics, join parishes in Dallas, Wiley, or Rowlett, whose Sacred Heart Catholic Parish has the area's oldest religious building still standing. Garland's earliest black community was centered primarily west of Garland Avenue, south of the Katy Railroad tracks. Our first four black churches were established in that area between the years 1915 and 1935, with the Sims Chapel Baptist Church being the earliest. All these congregations are still active today, but have moved to different locations. Beginning in the 1920s, we also gained a Church of Christ and an Assembly of God congregation. World War II altered everything, including the mainline Protestant churches. War-related business attracted new residents from all over the country. Among those were numerous Catholics, so it wasn't long before Good Shepherd Catholic Church appeared here. Episcopal, Lutheran, Pentecostal, and Apostolic churches also appeared by the late 1940s. Our First Baptist Church finally surpassed First Christian in size, and I humbly believe I played some part in that. The city and all its churches enjoyed tumultuous growth during the 1950s. Downtown churches bulged at their seams, and many established mission congregations in the outlying residential areas. Non-Christian groups appeared for the first time. Since 1960, Hispanics and then Asians have moved into Garland in large numbers, and, like the first settlers, they brought religious traditions with them, so that Spanish-speaking and Asian language churches are now commonplace. Many small congregations have moved into shopping centers and operate as storefront churches. New congregations form yearly, while others move, change their names, merge, or disband entirely. In the 1990s, over 95 new churches were begun. Today, probably the two dominant religious groups in the city are Baptist and Catholics. But even if you don't fit into those traditions, we surely have a spiritual place where you can be counted each week. Just make sure you remember that.